L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome, we're back for part two of my interview with Christian Magnusson. He's been regaling us with many stories of music, and as you know, or maybe this is the first time you've heard his name, he's a great musician located here in the Finistère, known primarily for his trumpet playing. And we're delighted to have him back. He agreed to stay on. And thanks, Christian. Thanks for staying on to tell us some more stories.
Thanks for inviting me again, Clark.
Well, after that tuba, I had no choice, really.
Of course, of course.
Yes. Okay, so we'll start again. You have some idea of some music. You have some idea about employing the tuba in some of your musical evenings or days. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I can tell a few things about tuba.
We all want to know.
Yes. Well, that I'm playing in a band in Brest called Mighty Mambo. So this is Latin American music. In a very special setting, we have two saxophones, one trumpet, two percussion players, and a tuba.
A tuba.
Yeah. So it's very convenient since we can walk and play at the same time, and we don't need any amplification for
true.
That.
True. Yeah,
sure. For that project.
Walking
yeah.
tuba player. Yes, we're intrigued. Go on.
So look for the name Mighty Mambo. And
Mighty Mambo.
Yeah. Very
and,
nice music.
What sort of, do you find the audience is pretty dead, or do you find it they love that kind of music?
They usually love that kind of music and start dancing immediately.
Oh, I see, yeah. Dancing. So you're playing outside, they're dancing. Any particular purpose for that particular march that you do? For the march that you're making through the town?
That can be really, really anything.
It sounds like
celebration.
It does sound like New Orleans to me.
Yeah, it's pretty close sometimes in the in the spirit, not necessarily musically, but the spirit of the marching band is there definitely.
And,
yeah, but there is a second thing. Yeah, there is a second project which is not for bringing people to dancing.
No,
it's I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Just try to give some help to people who are experiencing the death of someone close to them,
mm-hmm.
and helping them through the power of music. So I just started a project a few weeks ago with a tuba player, Romain Jiquel, living close to Quimper, and our project is to play during funerals, basically.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Different styles of music. We can play the classical part. It's Jean-Sébastien Bach. And we do some more modern things, a little bit more in the New Orleans spirit.
Oh, that's great,
spirit.
Though, isn't it? Yeah, I love that. I love New Orleans stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Well, then has that started yet? Are you still forming that group?
We're still rehearsing, and we're going to bring out some video or something.
Who'd you say was your tuba player?
Romain Jiquel. Is his name. Yeah.
Ah, okay, great. Yeah. Imagine carrying that thing down the street. Huh?
And he's the tuba player of Salty Dogs, which you mentioned.
Oh, yes, okay.
The New Orleans
band. I know
which,
who he is.
Which
yeah.
you mentioned last time.
Yeah, very, very
yeah.
good.
Mm.
Well, good luck with that. You know, one thing I forgot to do on the first show was to give people a chance to contact you. And you want to give us your phone number? I've got it written down here.
Yeah, so you can give it.
Okay.
Sure.
So this is for Christian Magnusson. And you can reach him here in the Finistère at 0669-747356. And that would be not just for tuba outings, but also for any other music that you'd like, particularly the jazz side. And,
exactly.
Do you ever play solo, by the way?
Yeah, well, it's not so easy on the trumpet to play for hours. And
no, not for hours.
Being alone, but sure, it happens that I play solos
And
as
you,
well.
You recently played at... The Sable Blanc in Concarneau.
Yeah,
with,
exactly.
Pikey Butler.
With Pikey Butler, exactly. Singer and bass player from GB.
Yeah, GB. Great Britannia.
Yeah.
No, he's a super musician too.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty good.
And I just want to say, people can reach me on Facebook, through Facebook as
okay.
well. Just look up Christian Magnusson and you'll find me.
Magnusson. Two S's.
Exactly. Yeah.
We were laughing because we know that the man who won the strongest man in the world contest was a Magnusson. So
true.
He comes from good stock. You know, I like to talk to people about things in their life that was interesting. And one of the things for you, I think maybe you've got an exciting or interesting thing that happened to you on your travels or in a concert, something funny maybe, or something you remember. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, well, basically, my greatest experience in life was to grow up with two different cultures. I had one culture at home, which was the Swedish one. And it's not only about the language, it's a whole way of thinking. Sure. Yeah. And when you go out through the door, you arrive in another context, another language,
totally.
And another mentality. So this was very an enrichment for me to adapt.
Yeah, because you didn't feel out of place. A lot of kids do when they change
exactly.
cultures.
And then I moved to Germany, and I liked the language since I was a teenager. So the language was not really a problem. And interestingly, the Germans also, this culture, you know, it's not really the north, it's not really the south, but seemed also quite close to what I was liking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think it's a fabulous culture. It's very interesting.
Yeah. And now being in France, since I grew up with French, I went to the French part of Switzerland, to the school in the French part. So that's also a culture I know quite well.
Sure you do. Yeah.
Even if the Swiss and the French people are very, very different to each other.
Well, yeah. I meant to. Now, do you get back to Switzerland at all? Do you have friends, family?
I have friends, and my parents still live in Switzerland.
Oh,
and
you do.
Off and on, I have a gig in Switzerland, so I go there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also happy to see something else. Maybe it was a little bit too calm for me in Switzerland, kind of.
Well, it's very staid. Things are like they are. I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, and that's can be good for some reasons, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, it can be attractive for a lot of people. Mm. I'm interviewing Christian Magnusson, a great trumpeter musician living in Buzac in the Finistère. Aren't we lucky?
In Buzac, Cap-Sizan.
Oh, for Buzac people, Cap-Sizan, we'll see.
Yeah, because there are two Buzac.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There is one close to Concarneau, which is called
Buzac-Conc. Ah.
And there is one in Cap-Sizan.
Thanks for straightening that out. It's a beautiful region. I know I've been up there. It's really very nice. Yeah. Do you have any other hobbies? Anything you like to do besides music?
I like running close to the coast.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is really a pure luxury in Brittany, since I go out and I can run for kilometers and not see a single person on the Sentier Côtier, which is...
The path along the coast.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's the one that goes up and down a lot, isn't it?
It is. So it's so it is tiring, but it's a nice feeling as well when you come back.
Yeah, that's true. I remember doing that Sentier, wondering how the heck I was going to get back after we went up and down some of those hills. Yeah, but it's really beautiful. It's such an inspiring place, isn't it?
It is.
So running and... coffee drinking, obviously you're Swedish, so that's
exactly.
important.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I have two small children, which I love taking care of.
Yeah. Boys, girls?
I have a girl. She's 12. She's called Felicia.
Oh, how nice.
And my son is 9 and is called Isak.
Isak.
So it's,
okay.
So it's written in the Swedish way, Isak.
Okay.
So just four letters.
It's easier to spell.
It is.
Do any of them have any musical aspirations, or do you notice any talent?
Yes, well, I try to push it a little bit, not too much, because the desire needs to come from themselves. But Isak is currently playing the drums, and it goes pretty well. And Felicia is doing some piano.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know, having a parent who plays can be either intimidating or it can be something that encourages you to want to do it yourself.
Yes. You know. Yes, yes.
See somebody on stage like that, see your dad on stage. It can be all of those things. But
yes. And the mother is a very good singer as well.
Really? Mm. But she's French.
She's French.
Right.
She's from here.
What did she like to sing?
Oh, all around. It's more maybe in the pop, rock, funk style. But we did some jazz together as well.
Mm-hmm. She speaks English?
She speaks English.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. She does.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting family you've got there.
Yeah.
And do you get back to Sweden at all?
I usually go to Sweden when I have time. I go there during the summer holidays. But since I'm a musician, the summer holidays are often, I'm often occupied with the gigs
around. That's a big time.
Yeah, that's a big time for us. And otherwise, I also go in October sometimes.
Yeah.
And I go and hunt.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm not really hunting myself, but I'm part of the...
Out in the group, with the group.
Yes,
yeah.
But my father has been hunting for a long time. And he hunts the elks, moose.
Yeah, those are big animals.
Those are big animals.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you just went there to get licorice.
Well, you can get some really good licorice there, right?
Yes, now being at the station owner's nodding his head.
Black, the question, red, salty licorice.
Black, salty, for those of you who are in the know. Hey, I got one question about, I got trumpets. What's a cornet?
So cornet is almost the same as a trumpet, but the tone is a little bit smoother since it's not, I don't have the English words for that, but it's like
cylinder,
you know?
A cylinder.
So yeah. So it's getting a little thicker and the trumpet is always the same size of the tube until
it changes
the
sound?
It changes the sound a lot.
Mm. And has the three buttons?
Yes. Balance. Apart from that, it's the same. It's basically the same instrument.
How about the bugle?
The bugle, yes, le bugle, also called flugelhorn.
Is it flugelhorn?
Well, flugelhorn, you say flugelhorn in English.
You can, yeah.
Yeah. And this is coming straight from the German language.
Yeah.
Which is flugelhorn. And flügel, that means wing.
Flügel, yeah,
wing. So they were always put on the
sides.
On the sides, yeah. Yes. And horn is like horn. It's yeah.
Flügelhorn.
Flügelhorn.
Okay, so.
Yes, we were talking about tuba. So it's a very good way to come back to tuba because flügelhorn is the smallest tuba available. It's not
in the tuba family.
Yeah, it's in the tuba family. It's not in the trumpet family. Yeah.
How about a sousaphone?
Sousaphone is a, I would say, a cousin, no, a brother to the tuba, actually. Yeah, it's almost the same, but it goes around your body, and it's a perfect instrument for marching bands.
Oh, I see, okay. Mm. I thought maybe just somebody who loved sousas, a sousaphone.
No, you never know.
Not quite. <Could be. laughs> Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming to an end of another fun program. Anything you want to leave the people with? We gave them your phone number, I think, on this broadcast.
You did. You can contact me through Facebook as well.
Facebook, Christian Magnusson. Yeah.
And just tell you once more that I'm playing on the 14th of February.
Yes.
At the MGC in Douarnenez.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, with a great piano player and singer called Bilor. And it's a program around poetry, which she has written very nice music too. And on the 4th of May, I'm playing with the band Konexau Berlin. So five guys coming from Berlin, plus myself.
Yeah.
We are playing in Quimper, in Pénars, a good place called Le Terrain Blanc.
Oh, Le Terrain Blanc. Okay. Well, you know, I suppose anybody can go to your Facebook page and see upcoming gigs and catch you as you're playing. Well, this has been great fun. Thanks for coming down from Bouzac Cap Saison.
Thank you for inviting me, Clark.
To being here with us today and sharing your experiences, which have been many, and wishing you a lot of luck, especially as the year moves on with your musical endeavors. And look forward to hearing you play again soon.
Thank you, Clark. See you
soon. Let me know. All right. Take care. Thank you, Christian.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.